Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, more this week as we look at Christ in our life, and even the larger picture of heavenly versus earthly. Now, last week we talked about God's number one focus in our lives. Well, no, it's not what we can do for Him. Oh, no. It is not how long that we can pray and fast or speak in tongues or even sing in the choir. Oh, no. It is not how much money that we can give to the, now this is the church in quotations, but God's number one focus in our life is our character, especially our integrity. Not working or giving to Him, but becoming something Him. Let me say that again. Not working or giving to God, but becoming something in God. My friend, how can God use children that have no integrity, have no honor, no reliability, no truthfulness? Wow. My friend, our integrity is a big, big deal to God. Yet most Christians never give it a second thought. Like my two friends that I spoke about last week who lied to the American people, themselves, and God every month receiving money for a medical condition called PTSD that they do not have. Well, that's called stolen valor. Sadly, these two Christians, they preach and they teach in churches, and people look to them as great men of God. Well, the truth is God is holding His nose because of their spiritual stench. They, the two Christians, do not know it and think God is happy. Well, God is never happy with our disobedience, especially with people who ought to know better. Make no mistake, my friend, their days is coming, and God will get His pound of flesh unless they confess and repent of their deception and their theft. You know, many Christians have been trying to get God to bless the life God tells us to lose. Let me say that again. This is so important. So many Christians have been trying to get God to bless the life that God tells us to lose. Many Christians are trying to live the Christian life on an entirely wrong basis. We think because, well, most have been taught wrong, Christ has come to abundantly bless us, our lives with things and His spiritual blessings. We think if we just do the right thing and believe the right thing, God will be pleased that He will open up the windows of heavens and pour out a blessing upon us. Wow. Now I know this is a very simplistic of way of putting it, but many Christian people live exactly this way. They still think in the terms of God blessing their life. Well, this bless me, bless me, bless me concept of the church is devilish, my friend. It really is. Well, you know, God will not. He tells us to lose our life. Let me say that again. God tells us to lose our lives. And I have another friend who lives this way. You know, his focus is work, 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 work for God, thinking if he can just do a little more work for God, that God will love him a little more. Well, that is wrong, my friend. All of the good things that we do for God does not honor God nor us. The only truly honoring thing to God is our obedience. Let me say that again. The only truly honoring thing to God is our obedience. Our obedience in doing what God tells us to do. In Matthew 16:25, Jesus says, "Lose your life to find His life." And many would say, "Oh no, no, no! I will work harder and longer for you." But God says, "No, I want you to lose your life." Wow! Many Christians say, "But don't I sing so great for you, God? Don't I preach for you, and don't I pray so good?" But Jesus says in John, 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Wow. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now, that's not the Ten Commandments, but God's commandments. John tells us in 1 John 2:3, "And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments." In 1 John 5:3, John addresses God's love and in the keeping of his commandments. "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Now, this is the strange verse for most Christians today because of so much selfishness and self-ownership in the church rule in lives. But how about what I want, God? Well, in God, it does not matter what we want. Let me say that again. In God, it does not matter what we want. God is not too concerned about what we want. God is more concerned if we keep his commandments. My friend, we will not get too far in God until we eradicate from our vocabulary and thinking the phrase, our life. If we are in Christ, we are to relinquish our life. We are supposed to have lost our life. In short, we do not have a life anymore. Wow. In short, we do not have a life anymore that belongs to us. Losing comes first, my friend. Finding comes second. In John 12:25, tremendous verse here, Jesus says, "He that will be us that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life." My friend, losing first and finding second. This is a spiritual principle. In Romans 13:12, Paul uses this principle. "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off or put off lose or throw off the works of darkness, and let us put on, gather to, or add to ourselves the armor of light." But not only do we have to have his life, but more, believe it or not, Christ then becomes our life. Thus, if we want to talk about God's blessings, we need to understand that God will only bless Christ. God will only bless Christ. Indeed, God's blessings are actually complete. God has already wrapped up all that he has to give us in his dear son, Jesus Christ. So if Christ is in us, then we already have God's blessings. To the extent that Christ is our life, we will come to live in him as those blessings are possible. So unless we are living in Christ, then we'll never ever be able to receive the blessings of God. This is one truth ought to clear up so much confusion and answer so many questions in the life of God's people. So many Christians cry and pray and beg God for blessings, but all we need to do is simply ask God to do what he has already promised us. Wow. When nothing happens, many wonder, "Why, God, what's going on?" Well, the answer is very clear, my friend. We have not lost our life. We have not lost our life. Our life is alive and well, and we want to do what we want to do. We are not picking up our cross. It is only the mercy and long-suffering of God that explains why he even helps us, even in regards to our ignorance. But in the end, if we are asking God to bless and affirm us through his blessings in our lives, our efforts, our plans, he will not do that. I know of so many Christians who are working for God and what they want to do. Wow. Not what God wants to do. Well, what God wants is dying on the vine. That's the bad part about this. Doing what we want to do, that means what God wants us to do is not being done. And the real sadness is this Christian is over into presumption, and they do not even know it. They do not even know. They do not even know they're over in error. And when we are over in error and we do not know it, then we can't come out of that presumption. And that is a deadly recipe. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous day and the Lord will continue to work in your life. More next week on the earthly, or the heavenly and the earthly. Talk to you next week. God bless. And if you ever have any questions, please feel free to give us a call at 910-382-9287. We're always available, and so give us a call. I know this is a tough message, but toughness in God is a good thing, because the more that we can learn about Christ, the more we will be able to endure this world. God bless. Love you all. Talk to you next week. Amen.